రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 20. సో ప్లీజ్ స్టాండ్ విత్ మీ. అప్రతర్క్యాద్ అనిర్దేశాద్ అప్రతర్క్యాద్ అనిర్దేశాద్ ఇతి కేష్వపి నిశ్చయః ఇతి కేష్వపి నిశ్చయః
ఇతి కేష్వపి నిశ్చయః
అత్రానురూపం రాజర్షే
అత్రానురూపం రాజర్షే
విమృశ స్వమనీషయా
విమృశ స్వమనీషయా
అప్రత్యర్క్యాద్ అనిర్దేశాత్ ఇతి కేష్వపి నిశ్చయః
ఇతి కేష్వపి నిశ్చయః
అత్రానురూపం రాజర్షే
అత్రానురూపం రాజర్షే
విమృశ స్వమనీషయా
విమృశ స్వమనీషయా
అప్రత్యర్క్యాద్ అనిర్దేశాత్
అప్రత్యర్క్యాద్ అనిర్దేశాత్
ఇతి కేష్వపి నిశ్చయః
ఇతి కేష్వపి నిశ్చయః
అత్రానురూపం రాజర్షే
అత్రానురూపం రాజర్షే
విమృశ స్వమనీషయా
విమృశ స్వమనీషయా.
వాట్ అబౌట్ వాట్ మీనింగ్ అప్రత్యర్క్యాత్
అప్రత్యర్క్యాత్
beyond the power of reasoning
beyond the power of reasoning
anirdeshat
anirdeshat
beyond the power of thinking
beyond the power of thinking
iti
iti
thus
thus
keshu
keshu
someone
someone
api
api
also
also
nischayah
nischayah
definitely concluded
definitely concluded
అత్ర
అత్ర
హియరింగ్
హియరింగ్
అనురూపం
అనురూపం
విచ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఇస్ రైట్
విచ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఇస్ రైట్
రాజర్షే
రాజర్షే
ఓ సేజ్ అమంగ్స్ ద కింగ్స్
ఓ సేజ్ అమంగ్స్ ద కింగ్స్
విమృశ
విమృశ
జడ్జ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్
జడ్జ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్
స్వ
స్వ
బై యువర్ ఓన్
బై యువర్ ఓన్
manishaya
manishaya
power of intelligence
power of intelligence
translation and purport by his divine grace AC bhakti vedanta swami shila prabhupada
jai shila prabhupada.
There are also some thinkers who believe that no one can ascertain the cause of distress by argumentation nor it by imagination nor express it by words. O sage amongst kings, judge for yourself by thinking over all this with your own intelligence. Please repeat. There are also some thinkers who believe that no one can ascertain the cause of distress by argumentation
nor know it
by imagination
nor express it
by words. O sage amongst kings
judge for yourself
by thinking over
all this
with your own intelligence. Purport. The Vaishnavites, the devotees of the Lord, do believe, as above explained, that nothing can take place without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. He is the Supreme Director, for He confirms in the Bhagavad Gita 15.15 that He, as all-pervading Paramatma, stays in everyone's heart and keeps vigilance over all actions and witnesses all activities. The argument of the atheist that one cannot be punished for one's misdeeds unless proved before a qualified justice is refuted herein, for we accept the perpetual witness and constant companion of the living being. A living being may forget all that he might have done in his past or present life, but one must know that in the same tree of the material body, the individual soul and the Supreme Soul as Paramatma are sitting like two birds. One of them, the living being, is enjoying the fruits of the tree, whereas the Supreme Being is there to witness the activities. Therefore, the Paramatma feature, the Supreme Soul, is actually the witness of all activities of the living being, and only by his direction can the living being remember or forget what he might have done in the past. He is therefore both the all-pervading impersonal Brahman and the localized Paramatma in everyone's heart. He is the knower of all past, present and future, and nothing can be concealed from him. The devotees know this truth, and therefore they discharge their duties sincerely, without being overtly anxious for rewards. Besides that, one cannot estimate the Lord's reactions, either by speculation or by scholarship. Why does he put some into difficulty and not others? He is the supreme knower of the Vedic knowledge, and thus he is the factual Vedantist. At the same time, he is the compiler of the Vedanta. No one is independent of him, and everyone is engaged in service in different ways. In the conditioned state, such services are rendered by the living being under force of the material nature. Whereas in the liberated state, the living being is helped by the spiritual nature in the voluntary loving service of the Lord. There is no incongruity or inebriety in his actions. All are on the path of absolute truth. Bhishma Deva correctly estimated the inconceivable actions of the Lord. The conclusion is therefore that the sufferings of the representative of religion and the representative of the earth, as is present before Maharaj Parikshit, were planned to prove that Maharaj Parikshit was the ideal executive head because he knew well how to give protection to the cows and the brahmanas, the earth and the religious principles, the two pillars of spiritual advancement. Everyone is under the full control of the Lord. He is quite correct in his action when he desires something to be done by someone, irrespective of the consideration of the particular case. Maharaj Parikshit was thus put to test for his greatness. Now let us see how he solves it by his sagacious mind. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Apratarkyad Anirdeshad Iti Keshvapi Nischayaha Atranurupam Rajarshe Vimrashvamanishaya. There are also some thinkers who believe that no one can ascertain the cause of distress by argumentation, nor know it by imagination, nor express it by words. O sage amongst kings, judge for yourselves by thinking over all this with your own intelligence. So Dharma, in the form of bull, continues to talk to Parikshit Maharaj. Yesterday we saw that he was talking about different philosophies, and he was saying that it is very confusing, because Parikshit Maharaj asked him, who created this problem for you? Who is the miscreant who broke your legs? You are only on one leg now. So Dharma is saying that, I don't know who did it, because it's whatever I do is all speculation. And he says, there are so many philosophies about karma. We saw those six Shada Darshan yesterday. Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Purva Mimamsa and Vedanta Uttar Mimamsa. These are the six philosophical systems. And they are telling all different things. In details are definitely different. So he's just continuing and he's saying, yes, there are some thinkers. Okay. He said this is the beyond the power of reasoning. A pratarkyat. Then beyond the power of thinking. Anirdeshyat. Nirdeshyat means thinking. Anirdeshyat means it is beyond that. And then he says, somebody has concluded nishchayaha. What? So we don't know. He says, I don't know which is right. Anurupam. We don't know which is right, which is wrong. So he says, he's calling Parikshit Maharaj as Raja Rishi. He's a king and he's also a sage. So he's sage amongst the kings. That is called Raja Rishi. I think I have repeated this many, many times, that how there were so many Raja Rishis in the past. And they were taking care of the Praja, the denizens, so nicely, you know. Because they were not after power. They were the kings just for the sake of administration, you know. They took that responsibility. And they were following it so perfectly that there was no problem. You can imagine Parikshit Maharaj finding a very rare case of somebody beating a cow and a bull, not even killing right now. You know, this Shudra in the form of a king, in the dress of a king, is beating. He's already, the bull has already lost three legs. He's beating. And that, if you remember, Parikshit Maharaj says, I never seen this happening. Nobody reported to me that this kind of things are happening in my kingdom. And now I'm seeing pratyaksha with my own eyes. So that's why the Dharma is saying, you decide, you judge, vimrasha. You vimrasha. Judge yourself. How? Sva manishaya. Sva by your own manishaya, power of intelligence. Meaning, why this is happening? You should find out on your own. Because you are intelligent enough. He tells him in the beginning that you are very intelligent. You are one of the best. I heard about you. I know about you. And as it is, the bull is not a bull. He is actually dharma. And then cow is the earth, right? And we saw their dialogue, how the cow replies, how the bull asks questions. So for those of you who have joined lately, you may have to go through the previous classes, you know. I'm going to send the links to everybody. I mean everybody, when I say, to those who want it, because I don't want to dump it on you. So now, let's see what Prabhupada says. See, Krishna declares himself as the Supreme in Bhagavad Gita a few times. One of them, and then he's in the 15th chapter called Purushottama Yoga. He's talking about, he's sitting in everybody's heart as Paramatma. So let's see what it says. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritim jnanam apohanam cha vedaisya cha sarvair aham eva vedyo Vedanta krita vedavit eva chaham. This is one of the very, 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 I'm just saying three times, important shlokas, whereas Krishna is telling the whole purpose of studying Vedas. The whole purpose, you know, is here. I am seated in everyone's heart. So he's declaring, who is sitting besides you? Paramatma, right? We are Atma and there is Paramatma. So he's sitting, he says, in everyone's heart. He's not saying only in human being's heart, not in animal's heart. No, he's saying on everyone's heart. Everything which is moving. And of course he's there in non-moving also. But at least, let us accept at least the moving part. If somebody has a problem with non-moving, we can discuss it later on. And then he says, from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. See? Smritihi, jnanam and apohanam. Smritihi means remembrance. Jnanam means knowledge. Apohanam means forgetfulness. So now, after reading this, at least we should try to realize, understand why we remember, why we forget. Who makes it remember us? Who makes us remember that? Who makes us forget? Who gives us intelligence? Prabhupada used to say many times, you know, people would come going to him and say, oh, scientists have achieved this, scientists have achieved that. First of all, Prabhupada was not very impressed, because he says, scientists have not achieved the ultimate goal of life. If scientists can get away the four problems that we are having and three kleshas, namely janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, if we can get rid of these four problems, you know, that means there is no birth, there is no death, there is no old age and there is no disease. And then three kleshas, adi atmika, adi bhautika, adi daivika. One created by the mind and the body, the other created by other living beings, and the third created by supernatural powers. If somebody can solve this problem, you know, now, for example, here, America, now we have this, what is called as a tornado season, hurricane and tornado season, you know. This morning only, I was seeing some news that they already identified that there will be about 18 of them this year. That is, so they are very proud of that we identified. There are 18, and everybody can, those who are materialists, they will naturally say, wow, these people have too much knowledge, you know. They have identified which is going to happen in future. So they are almost like God. But they have not been able to stop it. They cannot say, okay, we will do something to stop this hurricane. So that is what is called Adi Daivik. So all these problems are there. So Krishna says, and then he says, Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo. The purpose of Vedas, sarvair, all purpose of that, what? That to know me. Vedyo means knowable. Who is knowable? You know, there is a knowledge, object of knowledge, and there is knowledge, right? Object of knowledge. For example, for a person, a student of biology, that is the object. Biology is the object of knowledge, and then everything else goes. For a person who wants to become a historian, the object of knowledge is history. So same way, what is the object of knowledge for Vedya, Vedas? Aham. Krishna doesn't say Brahman, Krishna doesn't say anything else. Krishna says Aham. Vedanta krita Vedavit eva chaham. And he says, I am the compiler of Vedanta, knower of the Vedas, and I am the one who you should know. If you want to become perfect, Krishna says, just know me. If you know Krishna, you are perfect. He says in second chapter, janma karma cha me divyam. You know, he says, if you know that my birth and activities are transcendental divyam, that means you know everything. Then you don't have to come back. You know, you don't have to do your postdocs and PhDs and things. Because anyway, whatever postdoc we do, when we leave the body, everything remains here. Next life we come, we have to again join kindergarten. You know, nobody can say, sir, you were a PhD last time, you did a postdoc also, so you know, you can directly get entry into the university. No. Again you have to, you know, because Krishna says, I am the one who gives you forgetfulness. He makes you forget. And in the purport, Prabhupada says that again, you know, a living being may forget all that he might have done in his past or present life, but one must know that Paramatma is there, who is recording, he is the witness. This is one of the most fascinating examples given, that there are two birds, one is eating and the fruit and other is just watching. So Paramatma is the one watching, but is also sanctioning. You know, you want to eat the fruit, but without Paramatma's sanction, you cannot eat it. The fruit may come here, but from here to here, something may happen if it doesn't want you to eat it. Same way, if you don't want to eat it, but he wants you to eat it, then he will make you eat it also. See, when we say, not a blade of grass moves without his sanction, we sincerely mean it. It's not some loose talk, you know, that, oh, try it out. We in our own life see so many things, you know, so many things we do, and we think that it's done now. The results are guaranteed. We have warranty of 18 months, etc., etc. But we know that everything fails in the long run, you know. Everything fails. So, here, Paramatma feature is a very, very important, because that means what? Sometimes people say, oh, I am doing bhakti. I did my chanting of Sola Mala, 16 rounds, whatever. But who knows? Nobody heard it. But here is the thing that, you know, Paramatma is witnessing every single thing. He says, I know exactly what you are doing, what you are going to do also he knows. He knows what is your past, present and future. So, we have to be careful. And therefore, if we do our bhakti, we do devotional service, then automatically it is recorded. You don't have to worry about it. That computer never fails. There is no lithium battery, there is no power, there is no disk, there is no nothing, you know. Self-propelled, like his planet, self-eliminated. So same way, we may fail, but he will never fail. And then, Prabhupada says that sometimes, you know, we see that some people are put in difficulty, some are not. You know this question, every day I face this question. Prabhuji, why is it that the bad people are enjoying? And the answer is no. That enjoyment what we are seeing is only external. Internally, in their heart, they know what's going on, you know. They can never, you know, you can see that defenselessness in their eyes, you know. The agony, you know, of course you need the practice, that's why there are experts who can see, you know, the psychologists, for example, you just sit in front of them and they will tell you what's going on. But even they cannot do everything, they cannot tell everything. Like Srila Prabhupada, for example, you know, when he was giving the class, and this is told by his disciples. One disciple says that when I was sitting in the class, somehow he was sitting in the second and third row. And then when Prabhupada is giving a class, some questions will come in his mind, you know. Like, I'm sure when I'm talking, many questions must be coming to you, but unfortunately I can't see you. So when these questions come, and he will just, you know, look to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada will be looking at everybody while talking, you know, he's not having a fixed stare. But suddenly Prabhupada will, you know, fix his gaze on him for a few moments. And this person will immediately, you know, and the Prabhupada will look at him and then take whatever is in his mind, the question, Prabhupada, as if he's heard the question, he will start answering that, you know. And this person will be shocked. I not even asked the question, how does he know? He's exactly answering my question. So that is a special power, empowerment. Krishna empowered Srila Prabhupada. That's why we call him as a Shakti Avesh Avatara. Empowered entity of the Lord. Not like he's not Krishna or something. No. Avatara means not like that. Representative. Shakti Avesha. Shakti Avesha means, Avesha means the form, the dress. So he has been given that power to preach. So ultimately it boils down to, at that time, which is, if you remember, we Prabhupada said that now also it is available, applicable, is that we must protect the two pillars, cow and the bull, and the dharma, of course. So dharma and the earth. Earth is here, you know, the cow and the bull. When we say dharma and earth, protect the earth, There are so many movements now protecting the earth, but the same people, their neighbors are doing all the digging. And the other neighbor is saying, don't dig. Please don't dig. But when he needs something, he also start digging. I can dig in my own backyard, but you please don't dig there. You know, something like that. So we have this very duplicate sort of approach. Yesterday we were discussing, you know, that how when we do something wrong and we acquire something, we don't bother, you know, or when we want something, we'll beg, we'll ask people, please. And I give the example of a railway compartment, you know, when you are traveling, when we are outside and you want to get in and the train is full, the compartment is full, we request, please allow us, we'll sit somewhere, you know, just get in, you know, I'm only alone, you know, I'll sit on my own bag, you know, please, you know. But once we are in and somebody else asks, we say, hey, go, there's no place here. Why are you coming here? We're talking about actually how people occupy the land. But the same thing, same formula. So we must follow the Raja Rishi like Maharaj Parikshit, you know. We meaning the leaders. And all of us are leaders to some extent, you know. We are at least, some of us may proclaim that we are leaders at home or in office or something like that. So you should, in any situation, we should take advantage of this. Okay. So I would stop here. Thank you very much. Hopefully we will meet tomorrow again. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.